You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
We are called to choose between two treasures, two visions, and two masters. Learn more about God and possessions in week 11 of our series, Redefined.
Good evening, 7 p.m. service. Can we just give a high five to the person seated next to you? Make them feel welcome naman. Tell them I'm so glad you could make it tonight. Today, we're down to the 11th installment of our Redefined series. Can you imagine that? 11th now. So, only 4 more to go in our epic series called Redefined. We've tackled a lot in our Redefined series. Now, if you're new here and you're wondering, why is it called Redefined? It's basically because this series is all about going through the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus' most famous preaching. And in that preaching, he going through the law, the Jewish law that the Israelites were basing their life upon, and it was giving them the right kind of interpretation. Because for a while, for generations, the Jewish people, the Israelites, were living their lives a certain way, which had some wrong interpretations. Eh, medyo mali ang the way they understood their law. And here comes Jesus coming to the picture, not to abolish the law, but to tell his believers and the other Jews and the Israelites, to tell them that if you want to live out the law really, this is how you ought to do it. Mali na ang past interpretation. You heard it being said, but this is how it should be done. It was a redefinition of how they ought to live their lives, how they should live their lives. And that's what this series is all about. As followers of Jesus, we need to have a redefinition of how we live our lives. Because if this is how we live our lives before, the way the world told us to live, this series tells us that this is how Jesus intended us to live as his believers, as citizens of the kingdom of God. We're a part of the kingdom of God. This is how we ought to live our lives. And we've tackled so many topics of this the past 11 weeks. Anyone here, you completed all 11 installments? You were here from day one of the 11 installments. You have some people raising their hands. Give me a round of applause to those people. Perfect attendance. There was a school perfect attendance. We have tackled the Beatitudes. We also talked about the salt and light. That is, as Christians, we're called not just to come into the church. Yes, going to church is good, but God called us to go out there in our campuses, our workplace, our communities to make a difference, to be of influence, to preach the gospel specifically. We are called to go out there. We've also talked about spiritual disciplines like prayer, or generosity, fasting. Last week, we talked about the Lord's Prayer. And of course, we talked about relationships. Now, we're down to the 11th installment. And today, we're going to talk about God and possessions. When I say possessions, I'm talking about material wealth, money in general. Now, how many of you would agree that money is important? How many of you need money to survive? You need money to live. You need money for your needs. After this, pag mukhaon mo, how many of you know you need money to buy food? Anyone here saving up now for Christmas? Especially the mga ninong og ninang. Anyone here, you're a ninong, you're a ninang. You have people who's gonna run after you pag Christmas. Taugon dyan ka, ninong. So, ka save up na ka. Anyone here like that? Okay? I know of people nga, siguro mga at least 20 ang mga godchildren nila. Money is important. We use it every day. For those of you who are studying or you've studied before, why do we go to school? Why do we take that specific degree, that specific course? Or why do we want to graduate in a good school? Why do we do so? Yes, to earn money. We take school because if we graduate well, we get good grades, then you get hired in a good job, then you get what? You get to earn money first, di ba? So they can buy for the things that they need and want. Money is pretty much an important part of our lives. It's part of how we live our lives today. Money is important. Money in itself is not evil, but the love of money is. But money is important in how we live our lives today. And you know, if you look at the Bible, Jesus spoke so many times or taught so many times about money. In fact, more than any other topic, more than faith, prayer, he talked about money. And that's why we talk about money and possessions as well. Because money is more than an economic issue. Money is first and foremost a spiritual issue. Money is not separated from how we live our lives, our spiritual life, how we relate, deal with our money, speaks of our spiritual condition. It is first and foremost a spiritual issue. And that is why for this, it's all, we're going to talk about God and possessions. Have your Bibles with you. Turn them to Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 24. Just a couple of verses. Let's all read of the verses together. Verse 19 says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? And verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Before we dive into the word, dive into the verses, and unpack what we can, we're going to talk about three things as we look at those verses. Firstly, a disclaimer muna of what the verses are not, okay? What this topic is not about, all right? Basically, what we're going to talk about here today, I'm not trying to tell everyone that after this installment, you're going to go home and sell everything you have. That's not the point of this installment. This installment or this topic is not trying to tell us that having possessions is bad or having money or items is bad. That's not the point, all right? By all means, it's good to have possessions. It's good to have money. If you're here today and you're believing for financial breakthrough, any here you're believing for financial breakthrough? If you're here today, you're believing for a house and lot. Anyone here believing for a house and lot? A future home? Na pwede na ka mag-rent? Anyone here you're believing for a new car? Yeah, come on. A new gadget, new phone, or a new laptop, or whatever gadget is. You're claiming for a dream vacation this Christmas or wherever. Or for the students, pangbayad sa tuition, pangbayad sa pang-photocopy, increase allowance, doble ang allowance. Oh, and whatever you're believing for in a financial breakthrough, whether you're working, you're a student, or you're married, you want to provide for your family, all that, by all means, believe for financial breakthrough. By all means, believe for those things. And we love to believe and pray for those things in you. This topic is not trying to tell us now we should stop believing for financial breakthrough in our lives. That's not what this is about. In fact, if you look at the Bible, so many times, God demonstrates how much of a blesser and provider he is. Take, for example, the story of Abraham palang, how much God blessed this one man and his family, how much he richly blessed him. All right, so God wants to bless and provide for us because he is our Heavenly Father. If our fathers want to provide and bless for us, how much more si God pa? Believe as much as you want for financial breakthrough and all those things that you want. Just to clarify lang, what this topic is trying to tell us is that Jesus is trying to teach us our heart towards our possessions. He's talking about our hearts towards our possessions, our attitude, our mindset. How do we view what is our heart towards having money or our material possessions nato? That's what this topic is all about, our heart. We're going to talk about heart issues tonight. So without much ado, let's dive into the first few verses we just read a while ago. In verse 19, it says there, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. In verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. So those two verses, we have this tension. Jesus tells us, do not lay up earthly treasures, but rather lay up treasures in heaven. So earthly treasure versus heavenly treasure. To lay up means what? To hoard, to stock up, to stockpile, to amass for yourself. Okay, earthly treasures. We know it's earthly treasure because what? It gets destroyed. It's temporary. Moth, rust, destroy it. People can steal it. He says, do not store or do not hoard of these things. When I say hoard, I have a picture of someone nga parang nag-hoard ng gamit. Diba? Imagine that, nakay two-story house, ang first story, puro na sapatos. Magpuyo ka sa second floor. There's nothing wrong with buying a pair of shoes, believing for a new set of shoes, sandals, or slippers, by all means. I'm talking about amassing it, hoarding it for yourself, being materialistic. Materialism simply means finding joy in amassing material possession for yourself. And Jesus says explicitly in that first verse, do not lay up earthly treasures for yourself. But he says, rather, lay up treasures in heaven. What does it mean to lay up treasures in heaven? When verse 21 gives us a picture of the connection between treasures and, as I said earlier, about hearts. In verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, whatever is your treasure, nadya ang puso nimo ang heart nimo. Now, I'm not just talking about emotions lang or the organ na heart na pump blood nimo. The Greek word for the word heart is cardia. And it means a person's soul. A person's mind, intellect, you know, his will, his emotions, his desires. All that components that make up a person's soul. His soul, not his spirit, but his soul. And it says here, wherever your treasure is, there your soul is. There your heart is, your desires, your joy, your will, and all that. Nadiya ang treasure nimo. So if you lay up earthly treasures, that which is temporary, that means nadiya ang heart nimo. But if you lay up heavenly treasure, that means your heart is there naman. In other words, to lay up the treasure in heaven is basically to put our hearts kang God, to glorify God, to put God first and foremost. If laying up treasures on earth is storing stuff, laying of treasures in heaven is pretty much putting our hearts in heaven, which is God. Putting God first to glorify God. Doing things God has called us to do. To treasure God above all things. Meaning, si God ang pinaka-value nato. Above all things. And how do we store up treasures in heaven? What's one good practice or, you know, thing that we can do to store treasures in heaven so we can counteract the opposite side, which is to store earthly treasures? In verse 22 to 23, he says there, the eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Now, in their time, to say that you have a good eye versus a bad eye, it has a profound meaning. Kung kanina, earthly treasure versus heavenly treasure, karon ang tension naman, good eye versus bad eye. To say that someone has a good eye simply means that person is generous. To say that someone has a bad eye, it means that person is wicked, stingy, tight-fisted, inot ang tao. That's what it means. In other words, we can translate this to generous versus greedy. In other words, if we want to lay up treasures in heaven, one practical way to do so, to apply it, is simply to be generous. Now, rather than hoard things for ourselves, we do the complete opposite. We counteract it by doing the complete opposite, by giving things away. I'm going to clarify, there's nothing wrong with buying things for yourself, believing things for yourself. But what comes wrong is when we amass so many things just for our own. When we stop thinking about others, when all we think about is our own needs, our own wants. And all that we buy, all those things we accumulate is for our own lang. That's what it means. When we become greedy. But if we want to lay treasures in heaven, then we need to be generous. We need to be willing to let go of things, to give things away. In other words, if you ask me, Tom, does it mean that generous means like giving things like my car, my gadgets, my clothes, and all those things? Yes. If you want to give it away, if God tells you to give it away, by all means, do so. I know people who God called them to give their car away. It wasn't an easy decision to make. Imagine one and only car nila. But he followed. I know this one specific person, he owns a Vios car, and God told him to give his car to a specific person. After some time, he did so. And later on, a few years later, he got married, transferred to Manila. You know how hard it is to go around Manila, the transportation in Manila. Eh, wala na siya car, gihatag na niya. So he was thinking, Lord, saan na ako ni Lord? Wala na ako car, Lord, gihatag na na ako, Lord. How am I gonna survive here? How can I be of help to my family and all that? Well, good thing is, you know, a few weeks later, while he was in Manila, his mother-in-law called him, told him, you know what, we have an extra car at home. It's a Mazda 3. You can use it if you want to. Just take it if you want to. Cut a long story short, he got a new car. God provided for him. If he withheld, if he was tight-fisted, he was greedy, if he didn't want to bless people with it, if he wanted to store treasures for himself, he wouldn't have experienced a better car. It was a better car than his original car. Mas old man tong car niya. But because he was generous, he chose to be generous, even though it was difficult. It's not an easy decision, but he chose to do so nonetheless. Because of that, he got to experience God's favor, God's blessing in his life. So you see, church, the difference between when we're greedy, when we're generous, when we store earthly treasure versus storing heavenly treasures. Now, I know when we first get to hear this, medyo lisod siyang thought, parang nga, just to give away so many things. Diba? It's more natural for us to get things for our own rather than to give it away. There's somewhat like a hesitation for us to give things. And Randy Algorn has this quote to help illustrate, to tell us why exactly some people medyo hesitant sila mag-give. Randy Alcorn says, I'm convinced that the greatest deterrent to giving is this, the illusion that earth is our home. What did Randy Alcorn mean by this? The illusion that earth is our home. He basically means this. Let's say, for example, this bottle right here, the length of the bottle, represents the average lifespan of a person. Okay, what's the average lifespan of a person now? Right? Let's say 70 or 80, 110. Okay. Let's say you live up to 100 years old. Let's say this bottle right here represents the lifespan of 100 years old of a person. Randy Alcorn says, the reason why people don't want to give a lot of times is that they think this is all that there is to life. This lifespan right here. So the thought is, why would I give these things away if mura na yung life na bilhin ako? Kumuha tago, makuhaan ko. There's nothing left for me na in this 100 years. So people want to make the most of those years by buying things, doing things all for their own selves lang. Kaya natay hashtag ng YOLO, you only live once. Do anything and everything for yourself because you only get to live once. But if you're a citizen of God's kingdom, you have a kingdom mindset, you have an eternity mindset. If you are a believer here today, you know that there is life beyond our earthly life. That earth is not our permanent home. It's our temporary home. Us right now, yes, we're alive right now. And yes, we will physically die one day. Some of you, you're wondering, ha, mamatay ko? Yes, mamatay ka one day physically. But after that, if you're a believer in Christ, beyond earthly existence is eternity na. Beyond this battle, if this represents the life expectancy of a person, there is an eternity with God. After that comes eternity. In other words, what you've laid up, the treasures in heaven that you've laid up, you might not be able to get them while we're still living here in earth right now. You might not be able to reap the reward right now. But because you've deposited it or invested it in the kingdom of God, you've laid up treasures in heaven. You will reap the rewards, okay? Once we physically died, once we meet God, once eternity happens. Kaya you need to have an eternity mindset. If you look beyond our normal life expectancy, beyond that, you know, eternity is so much more. The rewards are so much greater. Because ang rewards, nasa eternity, makuha nimo. What is it to experience all these things temporarily, right now, all this amassing of these earthly possessions right now, compared to experiencing rewards in the eternity? What is it compared to that? That's like a no-brainer comparison. Like, it's like, you know, comparing the greatness of one water bottle to the entirety of the ocean. Diba? It's nothing compared to the ocean. What is a light bulb compared to the sun, to the brilliance, the intensity, the heat of the sun? Gamara kayang light bulb, wala na siya compared to the sun. What are our earthly possessions that we got to experience now compared to the rewards, the treasures in heaven we will get to experience once we get there? We might not experience them here right now, but we will do so in eternity. When you think about it, when we die, we don't get to bring our things with us when we die. Our material possessions like this one right here. Nakita na mo ka ng naihatog na tao, ilubong, nakapos siya yung trailer na slikod, yung mga gamit, iapilaglubong. When i-bury ng coffin, ang iyang mga sanina, iapil, yung shoes, yung mga branded bags, iapil din do. Wala naman. That's what the ancient people used to believe. The Egyptians, all those people, if you watch those documentaries, people used to hoard and bring stuff in the tombs of their kings because their thinking was, pag mamatay ng king, muatos afterlife, dala niya ang gamit niya. But we can't bring our earthly possessions, church. No matter how much we stock up and pile things for ourselves right now, we cannot bring these things with us, right? To eternal life with God. Kaya nga, if we want to invest on lay up on something that we can experience for the rest of eternity, lay up treasures in heaven. That which moth and rust cannot destroy, it's imperishable, and no one can steal and take it away from you. Proverbs 22, verse 9 even says, he who has a generous eye, talking about still the good eye, will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. If you're generous, God will all the more richly bless you. It's as simple as that. The more you bless people, the more God is going to bless you. The more you give, the more God's going to give you things that you can give it to other people as well. It simply flows. But if we're tight-fisted, if we're greedy, we're hindering ourselves from experiencing more of God's blessing. It's like a tubo nga na-clog. Dili kaagas ang tubig. It's kind of like that. If the pipe simply flows, the more water is able to flow. The same thing with us. The more we are generous, the more we'll be blessed. The last thing that those verses talked about. In verse 24, interestingly, it says there, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. As I said a while ago, now it's all about hard things. Here we have the very heart of this passage, of this topic. On the surface, we talked about where we should lay up treasure, whether earthly treasure or heavenly treasure. Where should we put treasure? And how can we do so? By being generous versus being greedy. Now we get to the heart of the matter. What sets all these things in motion? What's the most important? And that is choosing our master. It says here, we can only have one master. Tell your seatmate for a while. One master. We cannot have God and money, or money and God. We can only have one master. It's either we choose money or we choose God. And when we choose either of these masters, then the rest of the effects will flow. If we choose money, all right, if we get enslaved, if we get so consumed with money, how do you know if you're consumed with money? Everything you think and feel is all about money. The way you make decisions is all boils down to money. Play makuha na ako ani. Pwede ko ani kayo, wala kayo income or whatever. Everything is all about the money. If all you think about is money, if money becomes your master, if money starts telling you how to live your life, then what? Then eventually you'll become greedy. Because you love money. Ganahan ka na kay kwarta. Di ka na let go siya because ganahan ka na kay money. You'll become greedy. And when you become greedy, you end up hoarding things. Kasi di ka ganahan mo share. Ganahan ka para sa imo lang. You'll buy things, amass things for yourselves. In other words, you start laying up treasures on earth, earthly treasures. You see the effect here. But on the start naman, if you choose God as your master and you come to realize just how much of a blesser, a provider, how generous God is, how selfless God is as you read through your Bibles, as you get to know Him, it's only natural that you would mirror or reflect part of the very nature of God. One of His attributes is a generous God. So it only follows that we would also become generous people. We would also become people who would willingly want to bless and give to others. And when we do so, when God becomes at the center of our heart, because there our treasure is, and we choose to give things to people, bless people, then we end up laying treasures in heaven. So you see here the progression, church, or the importance of choosing your master, whether it's money or God. We can only have one master, and the choosing of it will greatly affect how you live your life. Choose one, and you'll end up laying earthly treasures. Choose the other one, you will lay up treasures in heaven. It all boils down to your master. It all boils down to who is the master in your heart. If there was a throne in your heart, like this one, okay? A throne is like the seat of the king or the emperor where he sits, but everyone knows he's in charge. Everyone knows he's the boss. If there was a throne in your heart, if we were to take a peek in your heart right now and see who's sitting on that throne in your heart, who would it be? Who is the king or the emperor sitting in your heart right now, church? Who is your heart serving? So again, only one master can sit in the heart. It can't be a couch. Nadagan maad ni mo, asi God, kani, ipunin mo para sadya. Only one person or one being can be a master, can sit on the throne in your heart. Kinsa man na sa heart ni mo? Is it material possessions? Is it items? Is it money? Si crush ba? Kinsa or unsa ang nasa heart ni mo? Who is sitting in that throne of your heart that tells you how to live your life? Only one person can be there. For some of us here today, maybe we've gone to a point na maglibog tag choose, maybe intentional or not, between God and money. Or maybe right now, we're confused. How can we choose between God and money? As we talk about choosing masters or choosing which is more important or more valuable, I'm reminded of this old game show that I saw way back when I was a child. It's this one. I don't know if you remember this. You remember that? Okay, it's Pera o Bayong. For those of you who don't know the game, like if you weren't born yet maybe when this came out, Pera Bayong is a simple game show. There would be contestants. They would select a bayong. A bayong is like a native bag made of abaca or nipa or whatever. They would select it and the host would try to get it from them, bidding money to them. Example, si Nads here, if she has a bayong, the host would tell her, okay, 5,000 Pera o Bayong. Wow. The contestant has to decide which is more important. The fun of the game is watching people try to decide, trying to figure out which is more valuable. The money offered by the host, 5,000, 10,000, 1,000, whatever the amount is, or the bayong which they chose. Because unfortunately, they don't know what is inside. It could be worth 100,000, 500,000, 1 million, which is worth more than, unsay gi-offer sa host nila, or Kasi pag abri nila, saging rin nasulod dito. Chinilestra, cracker, or something. You could end up with nothing in your bayong. So these contestants, they had to discern or figure out, asa ba mas importante aning pera o bayong ba? And you see the confusion, the tension between figuring out which is better. Now for us, as we think about our master, between money and God, the good thing for us is that we can identify which is the better master. Who is the good master? Which is a better master for us? So unlike the bayong, unknown, di kakabalo, we can know both masters who is more important. Let me show you a quick diagram of money and God as our masters, just for us to have an initial info between these two masters. Let this diagram show you. Firstly, money. I don't have all the time to show all these verses. You can search them yourself. But it says your money, deceitful. Mark chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. There is the deceitfulness of wealth. Money can deceive you, but God is trustworthy. Money is unfaithful. If you put all your assurance, security on money, one day you might feel okay, but it can be gone tomorrow. Money is unstable, but God is faithful. He's always there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us, even though we ourselves tend to run away from Him every now and then. And money cannot satisfy you, but God fully satisfies you. If you think that if we have this much, if we win the lottery, if we got this much money, man, okay na kaayo. Mayaman na kaayo kung nakainan ng kwarta. But you know, there's so many people, millionaires, billionaires, lottery winners, people whom we think should be the happiest people on the planet because they have so much. And yet, some of these people end up killing themselves, ending their own lives because they still felt empty. They still felt something was missing, incomplete. Money didn't solve the emptiness in their life. It didn't give them what they were craving for. There's something missing. It didn't satisfy them. But with God, you can be satisfied. Because money is limited, but God is infinite. And in our hearts is that infinite void that only something infinite as well can fill. And that is God Himself. And that is why only God can fully satisfy us. And that's why if you look at these two masters, if you were to decide, I hope we would choose well and choose wisely. Which of the two masters is better? Maybe money can, you know, instantly give us things here and there. But again, it can deceive you, it's unfaithful, and it can satisfy you. You'll always crave for more. But when you have God, if you choose to lay up treasures in heaven, if you choose to put your heart in God as your treasure, you're putting on someone who's trustworthy, who's faithful, and someone who satisfies you. In other words, God or Jesus, He is our faithful and trustworthy master. How does God demonstrate His faithfulness and trustworthiness to us? By what He did on the cross. Imagine this, the very God of the universe gave His one only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And by doing so, assured our eternity, our eternal salvation. That's the kind of master we have. He was able to provide for something that no one and nothing else could provide, our eternal salvation. No money can buy our eternal salvation, no matter how many billions and trillions you have. If God can do that, how much more our earthly needs? Okay, if God can secure your eternity, He can secure your life on earth. That's temporary. If you think that we are secured when we have the millions and the billions, it is here that we can find security and peace and all that, we are sadly mistaken. Because true security comes from the One who was able to secure our eternity. He was able to do that. How much more the temporary? How much more while we are still living temporally here on earth? I just want to remind everyone, do not lay up earthly treasures for yourselves, but lay up treasures in heaven. Because when we hoard things for ourselves, we would lose those things. When we die, we will no longer have those things. But when we store treasures in heaven, when we choose to be generous and give it to people, when we choose to put our hearts on what is important, on God, when we choose God as our master, when we choose all these things, this direction over the other, then we'll reap the rewards at the end. Do you know that in Revelation, the Bible says that, you know, at the end of it, when all is said and done, God's going to give us crowns to those who were persecuted for His sake, to those who endured, to those who honored Him, glorified Him, for all the good things that we did for God. God is going to give us crowns. We're going to reap rewards at the end of it. Okay? Heavenly treasures. And when we get those crowns, we're gonna offer it back to Him, because our true reward, our true treasure is God Himself. And no money, no earthly treasure is ever gonna come near close to being with God, to being with Him for eternity. Kaya nga, the real rewards are the treasures in heaven. Do not lay up treasures for yourself, but lay up treasures in heaven.